I'd just love to take 10 minutes of your time to ask you one or two questions. On your tables, you'll hopefully find a white sheet. And you've got there a few verses from the Gospel of Luke, which we're just going to have a little look at. And the big question that we're going to ask ourselves is simply this. What are you building your life upon? If someone asked you, a friend, and you were able just to, over a drink, just you two together, have a discussion about life, about where you're rooted, about your foundations, about what life means to you, about what you're pursuing in life. We don't often have those conversations, at least I don't. It seems that it's a kind of a null and void area to talk about. But I wonder what your answer would be to the question, what are you building your life upon? You see, we're all building our life upon something, upon some things. Recently, I've been checking out sport, checking out, of course, the top news in the world of sport. Man United, David Moyes, given a chance to build his team. Dennis Law said this, Moyes can emulate Busby and Ferguson if given time to build a new team. There's David Moyes doing his very, very best to build a new team at Man United. Ashley Giles, the England Cricket 2020 coach, we need to build a team unity and spirit from the bottom up with good disciplines. We need to create a new culture if we are to be successful again at the highest level. He's right. The England cricket team need to build again if they're going to compete at the highest level. What about Lizzie Yarnold? Remember her in the Winter Olympics? What was she doing? Ooh.
Skeleton Bob.
Yes, she was. Remember bronze medal, good old Lizzie. It was a great picture, if you saw it, of a mum, Judith, and all her family watching and hugging and crying. And the interview with Judith, her mum, afterwards was a great interview. She says this, I'm lost for words. I'm so proud of her. Ever since she was 11, she has been professional and focused in her training, building her dream for this moment. You see, we all build. We build on something, towards something. If we're in business, if we're a mother of three children, if we're an undergraduate, we're all building for that better future. The big question is, though, will it last? What are you building your life upon that will last the test of time? We all hold things in high esteem. An object, a dream, a relationship, a concept, a way of life. We're inbuilt builders. And is that okay? What does the Christian faith say about that? Is that a good thing? And the Christian faith says, yeah. That's a good thing. Christians believe that all good gifts are given by God. It is a good thing to have dreams. It's a good thing to invest in relationships. It's a good thing to have a job and hold a job and work hard at that job. It's a good thing. But what about that foundation on which you're building? Because if a relationship or a job or a dream is the foundation, well, then it has an end point. It won't stand the test of time. It'll be gone in time. Think of a career. It will come to an end. Think of a relationship. It will either let you down or will pass away. Think of an appearance. You can prolong it. If that's where your foundation is and how you appear, you can prolong it to the best of your ability. But you're just delaying the ultimate end. See, this is what the Christian faith talks about. A foundation that will never end. A foundation that will stand at the test of time. And this foundation is found in this passage. Words from Jesus, and Luke, the doctor Luke, captures these words from Jesus. And worth now, I think, for just one or two moments, to ask a question of, what does the Christian faith build upon? On what foundation does the Christian faith build upon? Will you read it with me? We'll just read three verses and then I'll ask one or two questions and wrap it up. Here's Jesus, and he's saying this. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. And when a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Here's the context. Jesus has got his disciples around him. There are people that are inquisitive about this man, Jesus. He's done miraculous things. And they're listening to him teach. And at the end of a time of teaching, he brings it to a climax by using a simple story, a simple analogy of two builders. And I get this. I'm not in the building profession, but I understand it. And Jesus ends a crucial bit of teaching with a simple picture so that we can all understand exactly what he's saying. I mean, it's outrageous what he's saying, but hopefully we'll all understand exactly what he's saying. Here's the first builder. What does he do? He digs down deep and he lays his foundation on the rock. What does the second builder do? He built on ground without foundation. And the torrent comes. Notice the torrent comes to both houses. It's not just the one that's been built on dodgy ground. The torrent, the flood, comes to both houses. And what's the outcome? Kind of inevitable. The house that has been built on rock with the deep foundation, what does it do? It's unshaken. It's unmovable. It stands through the torrent, through the storm. House two collapses and its destruction is complete. See the words he uses, those collapse and the destruction was complete. So here's the big question. On what foundations are you building? If you're a sports player, you'll know that form comes and goes. But if you're building your life upon your ability to play sport, you know that soon time will come calling and that'll be it. My hero of all time, Paul Gascoigne, what a player. Gazza, the greatest player that England has ever seen. That's unquestionable. Paul Gascoigne, what a player. The world at his feet, everything going for him at one moment in time. Brilliant ability. Where's Gazza now? Well, he's in and out of the papers and pretty rough time for Gazza at this moment in time. Because his foundation, I'm pretty certain, was built upon his identity in the world of football. And of course, for the majority of us, it's not quite like Gazza. It's not a rise to such heights and then a fall to such depths. No, it's not. But the question still remains, what are you building your life upon? On what foundations are you building your life upon? And you see the answer that Jesus gives. People are coming to him saying, Lord, Lord. And Jesus is saying, if you're coming to me and you're hearing my words, listen to them and put them into practice. It's like the tight challenge for tonight. Coming to a church building. We're involved in a sports quiz and hopefully you've had a good time so far and it's been good fun. But Jesus says, if you come to me and you hear my word and you don't put it into practice, i.e. you do not trust it, it's like a man that builds his house without foundation. Life will come crashing down. What you've built your life upon will not stand the test of time. I know it sounds harsh, and the Christian faith is the wonderful good news of Jesus, where he says, put your trust in me. Make me your foundation. Because I have stood the test of time. And I will stand the test of time. And so if you trust in me, It's like a man who builds his house and digs down deep and puts his house on solid rock, that rock being the man Jesus Christ. I wonder how that makes you feel. Certain there are different emotions in the room. Some of you will be quite uncomfortable, I guess, with that. Certain some of you might be quite angry with the thought of Jesus being the ultimate foundation. Some of you, it might be intriguing. You might know the person that's brought you, they're a Christian, and you've seen them, you played sport with them perhaps, and there's something about them that's a little bit intriguing. They might be a bit of a nutter, a little bit weird because they're a Christian, but good value. Good value. And you trusted them enough just to hang out with them and come tonight. And so there might be some kind of intrigue there that says, really? It's right for my friend? My friend trusts that Jesus is the ultimate foundation. There might be something in this for me to check out. That's why St. Peter's put in events like this, for you to check out at the Christian faith. And I know there are one or two things coming up that are really good to get involved in. These are on your tables, Christianity Explored. Turn them over, you'll see the dates where a group of people from this church will just be meeting to discuss and talk about the very basics of the Christian faith, and an opportunity for you to ask key questions about it. And you'll see these booklets too, they're on your way out. The Uncover series, big questions and just small studies in the book of Luke that we've had a look at this evening that ask some key questions of life and bring about this evidence of Jesus being the ultimate foundation. Back to that first question. On what are you building? What foundation are you building your life upon? Will it stand the test of time? Will it? Because the promise here is that only trusting in Jesus' word, and he has some great words of who he is and what he's come to do, only trusting in Jesus and his word will stand the test of time. It's the only foundation that will last.